Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 47 degrees. The government shutdown drags on as the Senate fails again to pass the GOP's short-term funding measure.
The Senate once again falling short of the 60 votes needed to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure.
On this vote, there are 50 yeas votes, and the nays are 43. The three-fifths of the Senate only duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Democrats have said they will not support a bill that does not include extensions of Affordable Care Act tax credits, which are set to expire. Republicans have maintained their bill is clean with no partisan additions, noting they are open to negotiating with Democrats on health care after reopening the government. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Republican bill would fund the government through November 21st. A man accused of taking a woman by force caught on a Ring camera video in Wichita has been charged.
The incident took place at a home in the 1400 block of North Volusia. The 35-year-old woman in the video called police last week after seeing the video on social media, reporting that she was safe. 22-year-old Daniel Gravera was charged with aggravated domestic battery, two counts of domestic battery, and criminal restraint. He is also being held on an immigration detainer. He remains in jail on a $75,000 bond and is due back in court November the 3rd. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at guidelines for renters and rental landlords. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
People want to know that they can have safe but also available spaces here in our community to rent. And so the Landlords Association will be vocal about this, as well as tenants in our community.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Vice President J.D. Vance is visiting Israel today after Israel and Hamas traded blows less than 2 weeks after agreeing to a ceasefire. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from Washington.
The president remaining fairly confident that his Gaza peace deal will in fact hold even after this weekend's skirmishes between Israel and Hamas. But he also has a very blunt warning for Hamas.
They did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The president's top two negotiators, Steve Witkoff and, of course, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, were back in Israel to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the IDF launched roughly 100 airstrikes into Gaza. That, of course, after Israel says Hamas killed two Israeli soldiers.
At least 36 Palestinians were killed, according to Gazan health officials. Hamas denied responsibility. The Trump administration is defending its latest boat strike in the Caribbean. Fox's Jillian Turner reporting from the State Department.
The War Secretary Friday confirming the seventh U.S. strike in the region on an alleged drug boat, killing three people he claims were terrorists. A separate raid last week yielded the first survivors of the campaign so far. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will repatriate those alleged narco traffickers back to Ecuador and Colombia.
It's important for the American people to recognize these are narco terrorists who are trying to bring poison into our country and kill our citizens. What happens to them? I don't really care so long as they're not bringing poison into our country.
The vice president defending the administration's strategy.
32 people have been killed as a result of those strikes. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Amazon says a massive outage of its cloud computing service had been resolved as of Monday evening after a problem disrupted internet use around the world, taking down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, and financial platforms. About 3 hours after the outage began early Monday morning, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover. Former FBI Director James Comey has formally filed for his federal case to be thrown out.
Comey, in a pair of court filings, called for the Justice Department's indictments against him to be thrown out. Lawyers for the ex-FBI director argue the charges of making false statements and obstruction of justice are a vindictive and selective prosecution that violates the Constitution's First Amendment. It's also called by the defense a fatally flawed prosecution, alleging the U.S. Attorney for Virginia's Eastern District, Lindsey Halligan, was improperly appointed. No definitive timeline has been given for a ruling on these motions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
CDC researchers are missing a conference on infectious disease this week due to the government shutdown.
ID Week is the largest annual meeting of infectious disease experts in the nation. But without passage of a temporary funding bill, CDC researchers can't go, missing out on high-level discussions not long after surges of measles and whooping cough hit the U.S. The event lasts for 4 days and features hundreds of speakers. The CDC this year has lost about a quarter of its workforce through layoffs, buyouts, and resignations. Tom Mergatti, Fox News.
A false alarm on an American airline flight after the pilots thought someone was trying to break into the cockpit.
The flight had just departed from Omaha for L.A. when the pilots heard static on the intercom they used to communicate with flight attendants. Fearing that it was an indication that they were under duress, they returned to Omaha. It wasn't until after they landed that it was determined the intercom system was faulty and it was flight attendants, not hijackers, knocking on the cockpit door. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, things looking okay. Not really seeing too many problems out there. The traffic conditions, good. Traffic volume still fairly light. Just not seeing too many big problems at this time out there on the roadways. Heaviest traffic does appear to be that Spirit Aero Systems area. MacArthur, right now, especially eastbound, right around K-15. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, a little breezy, and cooler today. However, a high of 69 is exactly normal for the day. Gusty northwest winds through early afternoon, then they should taper off this evening. Clear and cool, 43 tonight. Sunny, warmer on your Wednesday, a high of 74. Lower 70s on Thursday with increasing clouds. Get ready for rain Thursday night and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:11, Stephen 12 in Stephen 10 in the morning here. A sunny, breezy autumn day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 75 degrees, normal high 69. And near Eisenhower National Airport, a wind gust from the north was clocked at 41 miles per hour. Pretty good gust yesterday near the airport. On this date, in 1979, a severe thunderstorm moved rapidly across Harper,
Sedgwick, and Harvey counties, where golf ball to baseball size hail plummeted many areas. That was in 1979 on this date. By the way, today is October 21st.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And on this date 146 years ago, this would be in 1879, Thomas Edison turned on the first working light bulb in Menlo Park, New Jersey. It shined for 40 hours.
Then burned out?
It burned out. Then they got in, had to buy another one. Oh, didn't buy one. They had to build another one, I guess. Hope he had a spare.
Yep.
Now, that was Thomas Edison. He pushed, pushed science ahead when he was doing his inventing.
Yeah, the old incandescent light bulb, now almost entirely replaced by lead.
Yep, almost gone.
And you know what? I kind of think it's a good thing. I haven't had to replace many lead light bulbs. The old wiring in the house I used to live in down in South Wichita, incandescent bulbs would blow out about 2 months after buying them.
Well, that's one of the advantages, longer life, I guess, for these newer bulbs. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there. Yeah, I bought like one thing of light bulbs in the last 9 years.
Wow.
That's all changed.
Longer life, huh?
Yeah, you're right, Jay. Used to. Every 2 or 3 months, got to go buy a bunch of new light bulbs.
Yeah.
Now I never have to buy new
bulbs. How about that? Texas Tech is banning the throwing of tortillas by fans on kickoffs after the Red Raiders were penalized twice and fined for objects being thrown onto the field in their most recent home game. I guess that was the one against the University of Kansas that caused all the ruckus.
Yep.
So I guess the tradition then, they would throw tortillas on the kickoff, I guess. That was apparently the tradition. Athletic director Kirby Hokut said Monday, fans entering the stadium would be instructed to discard tortillas. And there would be reminders before kickoff or for anyone who took tortillas in to give them to stadium workers in order for them to be thrown away. Anyone caught throwing tortillas would have their ticket privileges revoked from the rest of the academic year across all sports, Hokut said. So if somebody throws a tortilla, you can't go another game, basketball, football, whatever. That's pretty
I guess that's what you got to do is make the penalty harsh enough that people won't do it anymore.
You won't do that anymore. No more tortillas. How about burritos? Can you throw burritos? There'll be some
check
guy
the Big
say,
12 bylaws
some
on
some guy will say, that's not a tortilla. That's a burrito I want to throw. It's a taco burger. Come on. Anyway, the controversy, of course, was erupted with the University of Kansas coach. Is that right, Ted? Was it Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody apparently, but he thought they threw a knife, Swiss Army knife, with the blade in, not out. Okay, today is Steve and Ted show number 7039. I did some research, Ted. Ted, you mm-hmm. understand the time change is coming up this Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sunday the 26th, we turn our clocks back an hour if we do that at our house. You say your clocks already adjust, and just about all of mine do. But I have a cup, 1, 2, 3 in the living room that I have to adjust. I got an old-fashioned cuckoo clock.
Oh, you're like Geppetto over there.
We got this cuckoo clock in Germany several years ago. And then we got a couple others that they're just old-fashioned. You got to turn them back. Yeah, we'll get it done. Don't want to be late anywhere.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be dark at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Love that. Love it.
And we don't have a Chiefs game this weekend. We got Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday night football again coming up.
Look at my calendar here. You're going to take on the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm. So back into prime time for the Chiefs.
We're still going to talk to Mitch on Friday?
Of course.
All right. It's a Friday tradition.
Yes, it is.
And Mitch wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, he doesn't. He loves talking to us on a Friday morning.
Sure does. All right, 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, well, speaking of the Chiefs, it's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, which is tonight, hosted by play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. We just invoked his name. And, you know, when the Chiefs were off to that 0-2 start, the Chiefs Kingdom Show wasn't very fun to get into. It's kind of fun these days. The Chiefs have won 4 of their last 5. They're coming off that massive 31-0 win over Las Vegas on Sunday. And, as you mentioned, getting ready for Monday Night Football against Washington to finish a 3-game homestand. So a lot of good things to talk about on the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. It'll be at 6 o'clock this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, Major League Baseball, we are set for the World Series.
For the first time since 1993, the Toronto Blue Jays will play in the World Series. Toronto beat Seattle 4-3 in Game 7 of the ALCS and advanced to face the defending champion Dodgers. George Springer played the hero for the Blue Jays, erasing a two-run deficit with a three-run blast in the seventh inning that sent the Toronto crowd into a frenzy.
High fly ball, left field, Arozarena watches it go!
That was courtesy of Fox as Springer's shot to left was the first go-ahead home run in Game 7 history when a team trailed by multiple runs in the seventh inning or later. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, so the Seattle Mariners, man, they had a two-run lead in the seventh inning. They were nine outs away, and they couldn't win it. Still, the Seattle Mariners are the only Major League Baseball team that has never been to the World Series. They'll have to wait at least another year. And, you know, it's always good to see the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, two of the top five payrolls, meet in the World Series. Spend money, end up in the World Series.
It happens.
That's how it works out. Happy birthday today to a guy that's our former producer here on the show, Ken Smiley.
Yeah, the Smiler.
Yeah, Ken Smiley was our producer of the Steve and Ted in the Morning for a few years. He was fun to work with. Happy birthday to Ken Smiley, wherever he is out there.
Yeah, one of the guys that taught me everything I know.
Yeah, was he the one directly before you?
Yep.
That's what I thought,
true.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ken Smiley. I assume you absorbed his tutelage pretty quickly.
I tried. I don't know if I'll ever quite be as good as Ken.
Come on now. You know, let's go ahead and just.
You will in another 12 years.
You're in the.
Just kidding.
You're on the Mount Rushmore of Steve and Ted producers.
Yeah.
There's only really been three that I think warrant that. Dave Wilson. Who's over on KUIN right now, was our first one. And then Ken Smiley did a bang-up job. And now Jad for many... How many years, Jad?
Oh, wow. Since I hired here first in 2001, basically. But spent my first 5 years. So basically since 2006 or 2007.
Probably about 18, 19 years.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while.
Look at you. All right. Good stuff. We appreciate our producer engineers that help us get on the air and get things going every morning.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken Smiley. And happy birthday to a guy that came through Wichita twice. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Zach Greinke is celebrating a birthday today. He is 42 years old today. Pitched for the Wranglers twice, once in 2003 and again in 2006. And then he pitched 20 seasons in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Six-time All-Star. He finished just 21 strikeouts shy of 3,000.
Wow.
Almost got to 3,000, just couldn't quite make it. But guy that put up a lot of great numbers, and he was a quality pitcher in the big leagues for two decades.
20 years, wow.
And came up through Wichita.
It seems like yesterday that this young guy was...
Yeah, when he was just here. The newest thing ever, and now, you know, he's done.
I think I looked at that and said, how do you pronounce this guy's name?
Zach Greinke, it's his birthday, the former Wrangler. He is 42 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, and sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Yeah, featuring Oztoberfest. It's the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, that's pizza and beer made here.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Having trouble remembering. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 47 degrees. A 31-year-old Dodge City man has been arrested after he reportedly told police he shot and killed his wife early Monday. First responders found a 31-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds who died at the scene. The man was taken to the Ford County Jail and booked on suspicion of first-degree murder.
A man has been sentenced in the death of a Wichita woman whose body was found in a park this past summer.
31-year-old Kyle Bearden pleaded guilty in August to intentional and premeditated first-degree murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and burglary in connection with the death of 31-year-old Mariana Christian. She was reported missing July 31st. Her body was found 8 days later. Bearden was sentenced Monday to life without parole for 25 years on the murder count and 181 months, which is just over 15 years, on the other counts. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve $2 million to convert the former downtown city library building into an event venue. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
This means that this will open it up for anyone who thinks that they have an idea of how to design this to come forward, because it will be an event space. And so an RFP, a request for proposals, will be forthcoming if this passes during Tuesday's meeting.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
In-person early voting is underway for the general election. Sedgwick County Election Office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says they had no major issues on the first day.
Been kind of slow. We've had about 35 people come through so far this morning. It'll pick up the closer we get to the election, but everything's running really smoothly.
Looking ahead, the day before the election, November 3rd, the election is November 3rd, the office will be open for voting from 8 until noon. 14 satellite locations will be open beginning October 30th. Then on Election Day itself, November 4th, polling sites will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, if you wish to vote by mail, you have until October 28th to submit a mail-in ballot application.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass Monday called for a congressional investigation into ISIS tactics in Los Angeles County. Fox's Bill Malusian has more from Los Angeles.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and other local Democrats are now accusing ICE of carrying out what they say are unlawful and unconstitutional raids. Mayor Bass speaking alongside Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia and a handful of city workers and immigrants' rights groups at a press conference. She said she's worried L.A. ICE raids are no longer getting enough attention, and she criticized DHS for its aggressive and widespread raids at places like Home Depot and car washes. Democratic leaders in the L.A. area now asking the public to record any ICE activity they see and even upload the videos to a new master ICE tracking website they're planning to launch in the coming weeks.
The Department of Homeland Security has repeatedly defended its actions in California and across the country. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, a little breezy, and cooler today. However, a high of 69 is exactly normal for the day. Gusty northwest winds through early afternoon, then they should taper off this evening. Clear and cool, 43 tonight. Sunny, warmer on your Wednesday, a high of 74. Lower 70s on Thursday with increasing clouds. Get ready for rain Thursday night and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky and northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 here on this Tuesday morning, in just about an hour, a little over an hour from now, we will check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, as we do every Tuesday morning at about 7:35. Tune in for Ryan Beatty at 7:35 this morning with Steve and Ted. And today is Tuesday, October 21st, 2025, and it was on this date 107 years ago, 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record on a manual typewriter, 170 words per minute.
Oh, she was clicking away.
What is that, about a page, Ted?
On that Western.
Hey, by the way, no errors. No errors.
She's a whiz kid.
I don't think I could ever match that.
That's not easy to do.
170 words. I wondered if you had this piece of music over there, Jed. The typewriter song.
Typewriter song from Leroy Anderson. Classic.
Who did this? Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis did a bit with this in one of his movies.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Maybe, I think, one of the funniest things he ever did.
Hey,
we do need to clear up fake news.
Do it.
Well, no, well I mean, earlier in the show, we said daylight
saving
time.
I said it, yeah.
Well, I mean, we...
the daylight saving time was this Sunday, and that is incorrect. Daylight saving time is Sunday, November 2nd.
Yes.
So just want to clear that up. So don't turn your clocks back yet. We still got a couple more weeks.
Yeah, one of my traffic trackers was the one that called in and said that he thought it was the week after and that I should maybe check on it.
So. Yeah, well, the clocks will change themselves whenever.
There it is. I think I recognize the voice. I think it was traffic tracker Darren. I didn't ask him to specify, but I think it sounded like Darren. So
thank you, Darren.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I wonder sometimes
keep us on track.
People are paying any attention to all this fine information we throw out there every morning, including the record for typing on a manual typewriter.
Exactly. We haven't had anyone call in yet to correct us on that.
That is one of the – I talked to, of course, Eric Kale from the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum downtown, and that is, he says that is one of the most popular displays they have down there is a manual typewriter. Well, I took my grandkids down there.
Nobody uses anymore.
They were fascinated.
Yeah.
Grandkids. And the phone booth, the pay phone booth. Those are the two, which – younger generation.
Now, on Saturday night, I went to see the play Misery at Wichita Community Theater, and one of the key props in that play is a manual typewriter.
Yeah. Did the movie, who was in it? James Caan?
James Caan and Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
And Richard Farnsworth are in the movie.
Yeah.
Now, I think I have a similar relic. I think I still have an electronic typewriter.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I got a manual at home that, I mean, it's an old one. Maybe an antique. It might be worth, you know, several $100s. I don't know. But
probably in need of an ink ribbon at this point.
I don't know where I'm going to get a ribbon for that. I guess we go to Office Max.
I think you probably have to hit the interwebs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Visitors to a California beach are warning of an aggressive otter with a habit of stealing surfboards.
Uh-oh. Wow.
This isn't the first time. Isabella Ordunia said she was surfing Wednesday evening at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz when a sea otter bit her foot and climbed atop her surfboard.
Oh, no. What is going on?
Quote, I'd call it an exploratory nip, Ordunia said. New York Times told us New York Times. It didn't puncture any skin or anything. Said the otter remained on her board for about 20 minutes. Before being driven away with help from other beachgoers. The otter was wearing surfing baggings.
Those otters are bigger than you think they are.
Well, apparently, if he can ride a surfboard. What is this otter riding a surfboard? Okay.
Thought he otter go surfing.
Wow. Steve, the 10 of the morning. Things like that happen in California all the time. Steve, the 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Coming up on 6:38 on this Tuesday morning, let's take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Monday, the cattle complex had mixed trading, especially the feeder cattle. Now, there were some six-session lows made also. The close was triple-digit gains for the live cattle and mixed closings for our feeder cattle, mainly on bull spreading action. Last week, the average Kansas steer was $239.73, up $4.73, while Nebraska was $240.13, up $5.69. The lean hogs closed mostly higher after mixed trading. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, $1.82 higher, $243.65. November feeders up 97 cents at $372.67. And December lean hogs down 30 at $82.07. Now, optimism gave the soybean futures a third straight session of closing higher as they had a 21 session high Monday. Now, only the Kansas City wheat and the cotton closed negative. The trade estimates the corn harvest is now 59% complete, soybean harvest 74%, with the winter wheat seeding at 76% done. Now, the Brazil soybean planting is at 24% complete, and their first corn crop 51% planted. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down 2.25 at 487.75. December corn down 0.25 at 423. November soybeans up 6 cents at 1037.75. December crude oil trading 44 cents higher at 57.46. December gold down $85 at 4200. 6,674. December S&P is 1 point higher at 6,775, while December dollar index is 28 cents higher, $98.63. And December Dow Jones futures 12 points higher at 46,928. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, the price of gold took a big jump the other day. Where is it now? You gave a quote a minute ago. Has it backed off that upward trend, or is it still going up?
No, it's trading this morning $84 lower at $4,276. Mm. Now, it has went up again yesterday, making a new all-time record high. And overnight, it came very close to the all-time record high before coming to the downside.
Okay. Ted, it's time to turn in our silver dollars, I guess. No, gold dollars. I don't have a gold dollar.
Yeah, the silver's taking a big hit today, too. It's down over $2.17 right now.
Where do you have all your money, in silver and gold?
Oh, we have it in all kinds of things. Even got some of it in dirt.
There you go.
Think about that one, Steve.
Well, there's oil underneath dirt sometimes.
Yeah, and there's farmland and dirt, too.
That's true. That's true. All right, well, thanks for the update there on the state of agriculture. We will talk with you tomorrow morning. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Stay with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 6:45 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will talk about renters and rental property owners today.
Two.
Man accused of taking a woman by force has been charged, caught on Ring camera in Northeast Wichita.
One.
Day 21 of the government shutdown. More blaming. No solution. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Those traffic volumes are really starting to get heavier out there. Definitely noticeable on the traffic cameras. Starting to see little backups forming on Kellogg, especially eastbound west of the Wichita area. So, yeah, traffic volumes just getting heavier. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the AXNet Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Yesterday's high was 75 in Wichita. Clear tonight, the overnight low 45. And then on Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now, a clear sky. Northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A popular social media platform is announcing new guidelines for minors.
Fox on 10.
Instagram teen accounts are getting an upgrade. Content shown to teens on the platform will now be restricted to things that they could see in a PG-13 movie, so nothing that would be rated R. Meta has built an AI to run over the hundreds of millions of pieces of content that are produced on Instagram, and the accounts and individual videos that are not appropriate for teens are removed from the teen account experience. Parents can also go in and make the standards even more restrictive if they want. Tara Hopkins, the global director of public policy at Instagram, tells us they are listening to parents and the changes are a direct result of those conversations.
We are continually listening to parents to really understand from parents what they want to, what the experience they want to have when their teenager is on Instagram. The revamped experience now guided by PG-13 is responding exactly to those kinds of conversations that we've been having with parents.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Boeing stock moved higher as Wall Street began the week on a positive note.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher as investors get in gear for one of the busiest weeks of earnings season. Lots of data on the health of corporate America will be released in the coming days, with nearly a fifth of the S&P 500 slated to report financial results. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher today, with tech leading the charge. Apple stock jumping around 4% for its first record close of the year. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Walmart, and Nvidia. Media. The Dow rising 516 points, the Nasdaq higher by 311, S&P 500 up 71. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:48 here on this Tuesday morning. Again, today's high will be around 68 degrees. It is autumn out there, and it's starting to feel like it. Earlier this morning, I mistakenly said that the...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. The clocks are going to be turned back this Sunday. I had it in front of me. I don't know what the source was, frankly, but November 2nd is the exact day, the proper day, the real day. It'll be November 2nd. So a week from Sunday, turn your clocks back. If you off, spring forward, fall back. All right. Today is American Frog Day. Time to celebrate, share information, and organize get-togethers for everyone interested in the captive breeding and study of poison dart frogs and other amphibians. National American Frog Day. I never heard of that one before, but at the same time, it is also National Reptile Day, a day for the squeamish and admirers alike to appreciate the role these creatures play in our ecosystem. National Frog Day and National Reptile Day. All right, let's take a look at Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How many times have you stopped by the store for a gallon of milk and walked out with a cart full of gotta-haves? Or you're shopping online, a flash sale pops up, and you click buy now before your brain really has a chance to weigh in. Overspending isn't always about poor discipline. It's often about convenience, emotion, and habit. The key to avoiding overspending is less about saying no and more about building habits that make it easy to say not now. Start with awareness. Track your spending for a few weeks. Don't judge yourself, but get clarity. You'll find patterns where impulse buys are quietly eating into your savings goals. Awareness alone can be a powerful motivator to change. Automate your good behavior by setting up auto transfers into savings or investment accounts so that money is gone before you even have a chance to spend it spontaneously. Treat your savings like a bill you owe yourself. Over time, these small automatic steps can turn discipline into habit. Spend with thought. Before buying, ask yourself, does this bring real value to my life? If the answer is not really, put it on hold. Wait 24 hours before big purchases helps separate emotion from intention. You may find that the most impulse desires fade really fast. Finally, set realistic limits to align with your goals. A budget isn't a punishment. It's a permission slip to spend on what truly matters while protecting your long-term plans. Good money habits don't develop overnight, but consistency pays off. If you're like me, once you see your savings grow, stress shrinks and confidence increases. The goal is to not just spend less, it's to spend smarter in ways that support your life that you really want. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Good advice, as always. Impulse buying. You know, it's been studied over the years. It's not hard to figure out exactly what the merchants are doing when they put all the candy right up there by the cash register.
Exactly.
And I tell you, I'm a sucker. I get up there I'm checking out at Dillon's or wherever, and there's those Hershey bars with almonds. They're right there, and Shelly and I both love them. So
pretty tasty.
I'll throw a couple of those in the bag, and they're not 25 cents anymore.
No, not quite.
Like when we were a kid. All right.
See how I do it? Every time I go shopping, I have a list.
Well, sure.
You get those things, and then you leave.
And never go shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's another.
Because then it's,
you just pile up, man.
Yeah, you just pile up. The first thing you know, you don't have any money left to go,
exactly,
to go out and gamble or anything.
Man.
There you go. Impulse buying. All right. Ted, we have an election coming up, as you heard on our news this morning. It's on the 4th of November, but advanced voting has already started.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
From now until the voting day, I can go down to my favorite spot, which is downtown at the election office. That's where I like to go. Drop in, and I'll do that sometime, I hope, this week. I got time to do it. There's not a lot on the ballot. I'm going to warn you right now. I think I've got one school board seat and one city council seat or something that I can choose.
It's pretty much what it's going to be, because it's not a statewide nor a citywide election.
Yeah, and turnout's maybe 15%. Laura Rainwater, the election commissioner, by the way, will be on with us. We're going to have her as our guest the week before the election. So okay. Be elected not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
All right.
I've got Lauren lined up, and we'll get all the particulars from her as we do another election. What's going on in your world, Ted? We got a couple of minutes here. Anything you want to talk about?
I thought I did, but now
you're rehearsing anything? You're any plays going on?
Nope.
Nothing at all, huh? All right.
Just Shocker volleyball and Shocker basketball.
Yeah. When's basketball start?
I think election, now that you mention it, November 4th, I believe November 4th is the season opener for the show.
Yeah, on top of your mind, you know who they're playing?
No.
Is it exhibition or is it real?
No, it's
real
season
basketball.
Opener.
Okay. All right, Shocker basketball.
Who's the opponent? It's somebody they're favored to beat. I can't even tell you.
That's the time when Ted gets busy. He's got two sports. You're busy.
Yeah, I got a big overlap in November. Yeah.
You're busy all the time.
That's true.
All right, coming up, top of the hour news here at 7 o'clock this morning. Our big story is this is day 21 of the government shutdown, and there is no indication that there's going to be a solution to that anytime soon. We'll see what happens. That's coming up at 7 o'clock, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.